Praise God. Second hour. All right. Oh, and by the way, if you're thinking about going to see the Disclosure Day movie with, you know, by Spielberg, don't waste your time. I got up and left in the middle of it. It was the most horrible, poor, it's just a waste of time on a magnitude that can't be expressed. I literally left. I just got up and left. It's just absolute junk and highly disappointing to somebody like myself that was really hoping that that was going to be meaningful. Well, it's not. What a waste of time that was. But I did get out of the house for a little while, and it was kind of interesting. That's the extent of it, though. Anyway, so I wanted to warn you about that before you go out and waste your money and leave like I did in the middle of the program. All right. So anyway, there's been this, and I guess this really just needs to be a narrative type of a show, because I can play things, but there's not a lot of it. Almost all of it was stuff that you would read. Okay, like I can play the Fox News thing about the terror plot, and I'll do that right now. I'll just go ahead and get this out of the way. This, by the way, and they say they even put this up on a big screen on the Fox in the Fox TV studio or whatever you want to call it. All right, I'm going to play this for you. Now, here's the thing. What you got to look at the big picture. So here they're saying there's an alleged, I'm reading this off of the screen at Fox in the Fox studio. Alleged terror plot disrupted. Okay, do you hear that? Alleged terror plot disrupted. And they go into all this noise about, you know, intercepting signal, which is encrypted, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, fine. I'm the one who has told you time and time again, if you have anything like proton mail or anything that you think is secure or encrypted or whatever the case is, and you think that you're hiding from somebody, I've been doing cybersecurity work for 30 plus years, and I can tell you as a fact that it's only encrypted in transit from point A to point B. But when it leaves point A, they can monitor it there. When it arrives at point B, they can monitor it there. And nowadays, with the SOS doing all the evil things that they're doing and taking control of all of this stuff, TikTok, they're trying to get a hold of Telegram, but they're really failing miserably, which I say, bravo, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. So Telegram right now is my go-to location, although I have noticed that I can map the posts that are on Telegram over to subsequent posts that are on X as long as my timing is good. And then, of course, I have the help of other people as well. So anyway, here's the Fox News report on this terror event.
Washington, D.C. on a potential tragedy that's been averted. The FBI revealing earlier today it foiled an alleged terror plot that was set to target Sunday night's UFC Freedom event at the White House.
And officials say nearly two dozen plotters were identified. They have five people in custody. The alleged plan featured explosive-packed drones hitting buildings near the event.
Then we are told they would steer the crowds toward a sniper team in waiting, ready to pick people off.
David Spunt is live in D.C. with the latest. David, this news just breaking. What do you know?
Well, I've reached out to several sources, and I'm awaiting some more details, Dana, on names and specific charges. We're told we will get some more information.
Okay. So, first off, all they're doing is spewing forth, parroting the hippo stuff, the back end excretion. All right. And they make claims that they're going to look, they're going to talk to their sources and all that. What are you going to do? Talk to the bug-eyed Patel? That's totally... All right. So, is this real? Did it even happen at all? Or is this mind control? Is this propaganda satanic evil propaganda. Is this greasing the rails so the people in the United States of Babylon the Great are not surprised? You know, I'm kind of blown away that they didn't say, well, all the people that we have been, that have been identified through the signal communications were definitely Iranians. I'm surprised that they didn't come right out and say something like that. They're greasing the rails. They want you to see, oh my, all the threats. This is terrible. They're doing that on purpose. The better the rails are greased. Now, I'm not saying it didn't happen. As a matter of fact, I was really pleased. I was very pleased to find out that supposedly, and the stuff that they collected off of, so if it did happen, they found that they supposedly found out that the ringleader was bringing everybody together to do this evil plot. Because they believe that, heaven forbid they would think something like this, but it was because they believed that the people in Congress were being controlled and that they, it's all about blackmail and the Epstein files and they kill babies and they eat flesh. And they put that on there. Now, why in the world would they put that on the news? I'll tell you why. Because they want to make it so that anyone who even says anything about such things, who even suggests that anyone might eat flesh, drink blood, and rape small children. That is now, I can assure you, an act of terrorism. It's now an act of terrorism because they have contrived this event. I have a very hard time thinking that this wasn't contrived on purpose. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it really did happen. But it stinks like a fish on a 115 degree Fahrenheit day. Flopping around on the pier. You know, I was over in Thailand for a while, and let me tell you, there are some places in Thailand. Oh, man. Phew. Yeah, you definitely want to put a clothespin on your nose. Some of the places are like, oh, boy. But anyway, and the food is awesome. Oh, boy. Being in Thailand and going down to Taipan Alley and just saying, I'll have a little bit of that and a little bit of that. And I was so skinny back then. I could eat like 5 plates of food, no problem. And then when I was in Japan, I would walk around with a Post-it note because they would display all of their food in these showcases outside the restaurants. And I can't speak Japanese, and they can't understand a word I'm saying. So I'd walk up and I'd say, wow, that looks really good. And I'd take my Post-it note and I would copy the symbols on my Post-it note. And then I would walk into the restaurant and sit down, and then, waitress come over and she'd go, hi, hi. And I go like, it's like, yes. And then I would tear off my Post-it note with all the symbols on it, and I'd say, I'd hand it to her, and she'd go, hi. And next thing you know, over come like 3 giant plates of food. I didn't care. But I had a blast. All right, praise God. I'm a foodie. But back then, like I said, I was so skinny, I looked like I was bulimic. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So anyway, the act of this play right now, the one that we're going in this play, is that Draco T pretends like he's angry at the fake Netanyahu. Oh, he's angry. How dare he bomb Lebanon? How dare he violate the peace, the ceasefire attack, the agreement? How dare he? Do you really buy that, folks? Do we need to go back and do a review of when the real Netanyahu came? As a matter of fact, let me see if I can. I might even go ahead and play a little bit of this, although it would make the Satanist go nuts, the SOS. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. And the more I do that, the better it is, because the evil ones will not want to hear, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. I pray in Jesus' name that you are anointed with the presence of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, and that your soul is saved. Praise you, Jesus, hallelujah. See, they're all, I should play praise music. All right, let me see if I can find. I can't believe I'm even thinking about playing this on the program. Let me go ahead and see. Oh, it's not that one. It's not this one. Where is it? Thank you, Lord. Oh, it's in the videos file. All right. Let me see if I can find this. I got to make some adjustments. It's reading things. Come on, hurry up. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Oh, it's just going to go ahead and sit there and spin and spin and look at the index file. I'm just going to have to leave it go and continue forward. All right. So anyway, just like before, again, if you're anchored solidly, you know about the Trump and the and his family and building, you know, and Kushner and the protests that are happening over in Albania, which fill streets as far as you can see, because they don't want Kushner to set up, synagogue of Satan abodes all over their pristine beaches. And they're still rioting, or not rioting, but protesting. What? By the bazillions? Have you seen the crowds in Albania? Have you seen them, folks? Oh, and Patagonia and all over the world, because they want to kill Amalek. They hate us. They want us dead. That's why the real Netanyahu said, we failed to take down the original Roman Empire when Jesus was here, but we're not going to fail to take down the second Roman Empire, which is the United States of Babylon the Great. We have a government modeled after the Roman government, but it's too late. Just like when Benjamin Franklin said, "You now have yourself a republic, if you can keep it." Well, we've lost it. It's gone. It's all part of the master plan. Once you know these things, you're anchored. You know you can deduce things. Do you really, really think that all of a sudden there's synergy and synchronicity between Iran and the synagogues? No, they're playing right now an act. They're trying to get you to believe, like everybody else in the world, like the stock market for sure. Okay, and I'm not going to complain about that, because if I have to do a one lump sum payoff to pay off my house and some other things, so I can, you know, whatever. I think I'd rather just go down with a ship sometimes, because I just don't think we're going to, there's not going to be an opportunity to skedaddle. I just don't see it that way. It's going to come down like a trap. They're going to catch people off guard. That is exactly what they're going to do, and it's happening right now. I promise you. Now, how long is it going to take? Please don't ask me that question. I have no idea. God's will be done. And Lord, please give me peace so that I can keep my mind stayed on things above and not on things of this world. Because we are not from here, and we are not staying here. Thank you, Father. Okay. So anyway, that takes me back to this big, big collection of stuff. And so I'm going to go ahead and read this to you. I got to scroll in on this. So it says, this is supposedly from details that are from the federal arrest affidavit regarding the people that were conspiring over Signal. It says details via federal arrest affidavit. Of course, that's highly trustworthy, because the bug-eyed Patel would be, you know, right there making sure that everything is on the up and up, right? Wrong. Okay. A California named person named, and then it goes on to give the person's name, Michael Allen Thomas, whatever, was one of the alleged organizers of the alleged UFC White House terror plot. The feds say that, quote, he admitted he believes the U.S. government is run by elites who sacrifice and eat children, had involvement with Epstein, and are protecting the draconian known as Draco T. Is there anything that's not true about that? No, but they wanted to get it out there because now we're all terrorists. How dare we think something like that? They needed it, and now they have it. Bada bing. Thank you, Jesus. So when we think other things because we're not... Look. Okay, so listen to this. I'm just going to share this with you. There's only so much, it's all reading things. I could play, I don't think I have anything other than the Fox thing that's actual audio. I don't have any McGregor commentaries. I think I have one commentary where a handful of people, there were like four people, including that Johnson CIA retired guy, supposedly. Again, I have a hard time to believe in that you can be ex-CIA and they're not still monitoring your phone. I'm sorry. I struggle with that really bad. I struggle with people that say that they have contacts. Oh, I call my contacts because they know this and they know that. And I'm like going, and they're not monitoring their phones? What? Since when does that not happen? So something stinks like a fish on a Thailand pier. How about that? So anyway, this comes out, and I'm not going to, you know, I don't want to impeach anybody's content providing, but yeah, I think I will. He calls himself MJ Truth Ultra, whatever that means. And he says, shots fired. President Draco just dunked. He says dunked on Israel for committing war crimes against civilians. Okay, so folks, if you're going to do a deception, you know, what is the best lie ever told? Remember Paul said a little bit of leaven spoils a whole lump? Okay. The best lie ever told is one that is absolutely the truth. It is so pregnant with the truth that the water has broke, the baby's head is cresting, and the doctors can't even get in fast enough. Okay. So, Draco T is being quoted all over the place as saying, Israel has been fighting Hezbollah, get this, too long, and too many people are being killed, he says. Do you believe that? I'm just asking you, do you believe that? How do you go from what he is to what he's claiming to be? Huh? How do you do that? It's called an act. It's a put on. He didn't have some Alzheimer's moment and then come out and go, ba 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 ba. Oh, I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. Come on, folks, please. No. It's an act. Too many people are being killed. And you don't have to knock down an apartment house every time you're looking for somebody, because there's a lot of people in those apartment houses, and they're not all Hezbollah, he says. Why don't you let Syria take care of it? Now then, let's go back to our basics. What do they have on Draco T? Why did Draco T start the I don't know if I want to call it a mandate, but with the agreement of the Synagogue of Satan, with the agreement of the original Netanyahu, why did suddenly, out of the clear blue sky, an attack happen in Iran? Way back on February 28th, it was February 28th. Remember when the 12-day war happened and we were all watching? Well, some of us were. The missiles going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and boom, 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 boom. I've got so many pictures and videos, folks, of the destruction that took place in Tel Aviv. If I put that on the website, bye-bye. Bye-bye me. You know what? And I'm fine with being Isaiah 51. If I got to go down with the ship, I'm actually okay with that. All I pray is in the name of Jesus that the Lord allows it to happen fast. I don't want to hang on a cross upside down like Peter, if I can avoid it. In Jesus' name. But I also believe strongly that if we're on our knees and we are truly dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, and Psalm 91 actually does apply to us, and we need that protection, we're going to get it. And they're not going to see our houses. I have so many testimonies, oh my goodness, many of which I heard in person, of missionaries that were going up the checkpoints, and they had contraband that would have got them shot on sight. And they prayed, Father, in the name of Jesus, make good eyes blind, good ears deaf. And they cruised right through the checkpoint. They never even saw the filming equipment, which was, it was a guaranteed death sentence. They never saw it. It was sitting in the back seat. And they cruised right by. That's how it works. We need to have that faith. We need to understand the power in the name of Jesus. And so many people don't. And if you don't believe that and you don't know how to wield that power, you're going to have a really tough time until the world war breaks out. What we're all waiting for. But we don't know how long it's going to take. We just don't. And we also know that our Father is merciful. And look, if I was to use an analogy to describe this, and I've used this analogy before, you have to imagine yourself standing at the ladder going up to the entryway to the jet. So there's this, for your analogous imagination, imagine a really large jet. Maybe it's a 747, but there's a big, it's parked on the tarmac, and there's a really big silver ladder that you walk up, sort of like, you know, with Air Force One and stuff when Trump stumbles all over and Biden, oh my gosh, fake Biden probably would have killed himself, but whatever. But anyway, here's the thing. Imagine yourself standing at the top of that ladder, right by the entry of the 747 that's going to leave. It's called, by the way, that plane is named the Church of Philadelphia. All right? And there you are standing at the open door to that 747 that's about to take off. The engines are running. Everything is ready. They've been cleared for leaving. They're about to shut the door. But there's a whole lot of people running across the tarmac going, wait, hey, wait for me. Wait for me, please. Oh, please wait for me. And they're starting to run up the silver ladder. See, here's the thing. Would Jesus hold the door for them? Would he? Do you think he would? The Jesus I know would. Now, on the other hand, if they're naughty, naughty pants on fire, probably not. Because they would be known as the, what? Foolish virgins. Do you know how many people behind a pulpit tell people that the foolish virgins are going to hell? I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Anyway. I've had my Leonard Ravenhill moment, so I'm going to leave that one alone and move on. So again, do you really believe that Drake OT has suddenly turned against the SOS? Some of the people that were dissecting all of this and saying, I don't believe it, I don't buy it for a moment, they were saying that we can expect the SOS, they didn't use those terms, to come out with a whole new vivid version of the Epstein files. Do you really think that that's going to happen? Really? So let me tell you what's actually happening. This is an act. They're greasing the rails for everybody. They're making it illegal for people to even suggest that the Epstein event happened. And now you're a homegrown terrorist if you even mention it. Oh boy, lots of fun here, hey, right? So do you really believe everything was canceled? Do you? Really? Do you really? Do you really think? Do you think that the Chabad Lubavitch SOS Khazarian Mafia has gave their life to the man who's boiling in feces for all of eternity? Do you really? Do you think that the one who wears the tiny hat, Draco T., do you really think when he's over there kissing the wall and doing all that other stuff, and Kushner, what an evil entity that is. Did you know that Ivanka Trump used to hang out with Ghislaine Maxwell, and they would run out and recruit together. They would run out and recruit the young girls to take them to Epstein Island and other bad places? Yeah, Ivanka was involved. Absolutely. We just don't realize how evil the evil is that we're dealing with. We don't. Anchor yourself. Know what the end state is and do not let go. Because otherwise, you're going to float around like everybody. All these talk shows, radio shows, supposed your retired CIA people that, oh, they don't have their phones tapped, and all this other stuff that are out there. You know, there's going to be there's a lot of people that you probably deeply, deeply trust. There's probably a lot of people that have been on Tribulation Now's Blog Talk radio show before. And they all have insider information. But do you really think they know? Do you really think those insiders are not being monitored? What do we think? Did they change their plans? Did they all go and receive Jesus in their heart? Come on. We have to be anchored. So, what is really happening is this. The memorandum of understanding was written at such a high level that there was no possible way that anybody could say boo to it. It was basically, if I was to guess what's written on that thing, it basically says, let's all get together, hold hands, and sing Kumbaya. And then after we sing Kumbaya and sign the MOU, the Memorandum of Understanding, which, by the way, has about as much legal clout as somebody writing something on some Obama toilet paper. It has nothing. It means nothing. A Memorandum of Understanding is the biggest piece of junk that the world has ever invented. Believe me, I'm certified in that. I'm certified, all right. But I'm telling you, I actually do have a certification that a big part of it is understanding what an MOU is, because it's part of the whole dynamic. For example, when you're supposed to have alternative sites in the world of business continuity, you get these MOUs because you need other sites for your people to go work in case you're building with all the call people. But now they're going to AI. So who? Oh, they got chatbots to handle all that stuff. Well, it's true. It's true. But there are still companies out there that need alternate sites. And what they do is they set up an MOU with another corporation, and they say, hey, this big building over here, can we do an MOU that you would agree to let our people come over and operate out of that building for a temporary period of time if our building collapses because, you know, the Mossad put super nanothermite in it and blew it up? Okay, I'm being facetious, but I'm just saying. All right. So they made it so high level that all the experts, when they evaluate it, are like, oh, there's like 5 days to go by before they even signed that really high-level MOU that really has no meaning at all. Because what the entities of darkness are trying to do, that's why Draco T and company, there's even been claims. There's a claim out there on a website. I think it's the Mirror, and I know it's a rag mag, but I don't care. But basically, you have an article out there that Draco T is considering firing Hegseth and firing this person, blah, 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 and all this kind of stuff. Really? You know, if he does it, what does it mean? Nothing. It just means that another individual that's willing to... I'm not even going to go there, because the things that I think to say sometimes are just inappropriate. So anyway, I'm going to skip over that. So, do you think they changed their plans? Do you think anything's changed? Do you think that the Ukraine... Do you think Zelensky's going to fly in and give Putin a big holy kiss on his cheek? And if you think for a second that the drones and the missiles that are going in deep into Russia right now are coming from anywhere but the CIA of the United States of Babylon the Great, you've been fooled. For sure. Look at the state of Germany. They're completely useless. They're destroyed. By what? Look at it. The UK, destroyed. By what? Fill in the blanks. France, obliterated. By what? Fill in the blanks. Oh, but we have fake Joe Biden times 6 or whatever, times 4, to blame. It's back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. It's all a pack of hooey. You gotta know the end game. So we're being played. Everybody in the world is being played right now. This MOU is meaningless. Because once they go to Switzerland, in theory, this Friday, in theory, which fortunately for me, I have off, not in theory, thank you, Jesus, because my company actually still has Juneteenth, can you believe it, as a day off. You know what? Am I going to complain? Absolutely not. No way. I'll take it. Thank you, Jesus. But anyway, so... if you got yourself anchored and you understand what is to come, then you know this is all a put on. They're going to go to Switzerland. They're going to sign this ridiculous MOU that has absolutely no meaning whatsoever. And then, according to Iran, negotiators from Iran, I forget what the guy's name is, Arachi or something like that. He's showing up all over the place lately. So according to him, after they sign the MOU in Switzerland, they're going to go right in to discussing what the next level is. Now, Iran has already come out and said time and 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 time again that the synagogue of Satan got to get their hiney cheeks out of Lebanon, period. There's no exceptions. In fact, the negotiators on the Iranian side have made it very clear that if at any time Owen, yes, Draco T and all those have even moved the blockade away and all this billions of dollars of Iranian oil is allowed to be sold now for the first. They lifted sanctions. They're giving them billions of dollars. No wonder they're hoodwinked. No wonder they believe this is it. This is the chance they've all been waiting for. The whole world rejoices. They will say peace and safety, but then there will be sudden destruction. Is this it? I've been hearing people say that now for 15 years, and it was never it. I don't think that's it. Personally, I think the sudden destruction is when Babylon the Great is destroyed by fire in 1 hour by Russian submarines. Thank you, Henry Groover. Thank you, A.A. Allen. Thank you, Dimitri Dudeman. Praise Jesus! Now, so what do we know versus what do we care about? What we need to know is that you're being lied to. You're being tricked. Everybody's being hoodwinked. And this is my personal opinion. This is just an opinion. If anyone thinks they know anything, they know nothing yet, as they ought to know. 1 Corinthians 8:2. We all need to get a shirt with that on the front and the back. Oh, you know, I heard from Lindsay from Lion of Judah Oil, LOJOIL.com, which is the only place you should get anointing oil, by the way. Her and her husband had custom t-shirts. You know what she put on them? This is brilliant. B. Barley. That's brilliant. It's absolutely the coolest thing ever. What an open topic. A conversation starter. You could go into any restaurant. I would go into an Applebee's, but they closed it down on me. Every time I say, find a place I can go, they close it. Maybe the Lord just wants me to stay here in the house and hide. I don't know. I really just don't get it. There's a lot I don't get. J. Vernon McGee said, God hath not given us all the details. Now, granted, he was talking about the Neanderthal man and the gap facts. It's not a gap theory. It's a gap fact. Okay, between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2. That's a fact. Okay, there's other earth ages. Okay, there are other earth ages. And that's... I'm not going to get into all that. That is some heavy stuff. I would love to. I'd love to talk about it, but I don't, you know, there's just no, I need Blog Talk Radio back. But anyway, here's the thing. And besides, like I said, nowadays, 3-hour radio show, really? Come on, really? Who's going to sit there for 3 hours nowadays? Okay. So anyway, so this is the most fantastic, satanic, orchestrated, choreographed lie. There's so much truth. And what Draco... Look, on Channel 14 and Channel 12 in, you know, our favorite place, the place where all of the United States Congress is going to jump over to with their dual citizenship, when they know that Babylon the Great is going to be destroyed by fire in 1 hour and other things. Folks, it's all set up. It's game over. It really is game over. Now, how long, see, for the people that don't understand that this came over and they flip-flop around and, oh, I need to do this. Oh, I need to do that. Oh, my gosh, I need a plan B. Look, I'm one of them. The certifications that I have taught me, and oh, boy, those are some of the hardest tests I have ever taken. I have a lot of certification, but that one was, it was all essay questions and stuff. It teaches me, it's embedded into me to have a plan B. In fact, if I ever do any plumbing work, I always have a plan B. I got a little shut-off valve for my water, the water coming into the house, because I expect something to go wrong. I can't even walk down the hall of my house without looking over my shoulders. And I turn doorknobs very carefully. if you know what I mean. And if I was living in one of those 1905 houses up north, oh my gosh, if you even sneeze, shutters fall off the outside of the house. And they're selling them things for $250,000 with all of a whole 1,100 square feet. How nice. It's just unbelievable. My neighbor put his house up for sale. I don't think he knows about any of these things. He actually thinks he's going to sell it. He's not. Unless he brings the price down to you got to sell at a loss, or you got to give it to BlackRock, which might be one of my plan Bs, but I don't know. I'd rather go down with the ship, but I don't know. We don't know what we don't know. You don't know what you don't know. If you had any ideas, how many times I cried in tears and asked our Father, please, please. But you know what? We're too far gone. You just need to look at the things that are happening around the world. Take your eyes off of Iran for a while. Look at all the other stuff. What is a microburst? Why are we having storms in the middle of a continent in a particular town that have hurricane plus hurricane force winds? We're talking about 200 mile an hour, and there isn't even a tornado. Or definitely 160 mile an hour. Roofs blowing off, cars flipping over, all kinds of dogs flying around. And they're like, here, Fluffy. And the dog's like, whoop, whoop, whoop. I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm open on painting, making you smile. Because, you know, you can't talk about these things without smiling. You just can't. So, what is a microburst? Microbursts didn't exist 20 years ago. They didn't exist 10 years ago. They didn't exist 8 years ago. They are happening now. John Moore, back in 2009, when he was doing his Planet X series and telling everybody it's going to be like the day after tomorrow, he was telling everybody there's going to be himacanes. Those are hurricanes that happen over the middle of continents. That's what he called them, himacanes. Now they call them microbursts. And they just treat it like, oh, you know, we had a microburst the other day and three of the houses on my block just got blown away. They're in another county somewhere. They're still looking for the people. Really, folks? And what about men's hearts failing them for fear of those things coming upon the earth? Row. Scooby Rooby Roo. Okay. Those things. What are those things, I say, pray tell? Well, you ain't going to see it in Disclosure Day, I can tell you that. Okay, what a waste of time. Anyway, praise God. So anyway, you have to just look at the things that are happening right now. And remember, again, you know, to drive it home, to remember your fundamentals. Because what you do is you look at how they measure over. Because all these things, okay, so I'm going to look at some of the headlines that I saved right here. Okay. So I'll play you this little. This is one of the other. I only got two, and this is from our brother. His initials are KH. He may not appreciate me using his full name on the program, so I'll just be careful and say KH. But he sent this over to our team to review, and there's possibly a lot of truth to this, but, you know. So let's go ahead and... Whoopsie-daisy. Okay. Oh, goodness gracious. Here we go.
Real deal between the Americans and the Iranians, and it's going towards that. Netanyahu will try to sabotage it.
Fake
one of the ways he'd sabotage it is by putting out Epstein material against U.S. government officials, including Trump. And he put it out there.
Okay, so all I'm thinking right now is, thanks, Captain Obvious. I was on a totally different track, right?
You're good. Thanks, Captain Obvious. I was on a totally different track.
All right. Yeah, all right. Okay, so anyway. So there were claims, unconfirmed, that a Russian frigate took some shots on the English Channel. I kind of called BS to that one, Balderdash and Poppycock, in the beginning, but it was an interesting claim. But of course, it was just wishful thinking on my part. I really don't think so. But anyway, of course not, right? All right, we know about the terror plot claim. I just played it to the Fox News drool, okay, that's totally controlled to, you know, basically make us all terrorists. All right, everything is unfolded precisely. The reason why the Lord told me, on no uncertain terms, do not post anything out there. I mean, believe me. When I heard that, isn't it interesting that I was told that by the Lord at the same time that Blog Talk Radio went out of business? How about that? What do you think they're doing? You think they're watching? Do you think they're putting together a red, yellow, and blue list? Do you think they're going to come and get people and take them away and put them in FEMA camps? Do you think? Yeah. Think real hard. Praise God. Spring Grove FEMA camp. I actually toured that thing long after that was, they had redone it all, but man, oh man, they do that all the time. I want you to hear this. I know it's going to be like, no way. And I'm going to say to you, yes way. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen to this. So, DD Geopolitics on X. In response to the B-52 crash and the death of 8 Americans, this is what the Synagogue of Satan fake Israelis are saying on social media. Okay, so this DD Geopolitics fellow goes out and he's monitoring the Synagogue of Satan Israelis. All right, and here's what they said. This is in response to the B-52 crash and the death of the eight Babylon the Great military people. They said, there is law and there is a judge. The next person says, the strongest country in the world, ha, 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 and they deserve it. I hate the United States no less than Iran. I'm not joking, you folks. Another one. We just started, dear Americans. The blows have only just begun. Really? Yep. And oh, by the way, another one says, it's okay. Anyway, with leadership of rabbits, it's worth noting. Because we're Amalek. Oh, no, I thought these people were... No, we're all Amalek. Period. That's how it works. They want to chop all our heads off. Don't even get me going on the Noahide laws. And I know there's people out there that cover them and all this kind of stuff, but you know what? Don't forget about the Albert Pike Three World Wars letter that, by the way, Bill Cooper had flown over to Europe while it was still on display in the English Museum and saw it with his own eyes and reported it on the Kaji radio show that he had in the 90s before they murdered him. It's real. The Albert Pike letter is absolutely real, and they're going to kill everybody. They plan on it. They're working on it now. It's in progress. So at the end of the day, you know, when I look at the stuff that we've talked about on Tribulation Now thus far, and I've got a little bit of time, but it's running out fast. But you know what? If you go to tribulationnow.com, two ends in the middle, or tribulation-now.org, which is harder to remember, which is why I registered tribulationnow.com with two ends in the middle. All right, if you go there, as you ought, and go around and take a look at all the stuff that I posted up there, one of the most important posts, other than the Schofield lies and the six-pointed star by Graham and all this other stuff, is the manhole cover, six men, but it's more than that, by the way. They actually filmed more than one group of men going in and out of the manholes. More than one. Oh, and then they come out with this ridiculous cover story, which, by the way, Stu Peters got a hold of, and boy, did he rip them up. about 71 Jewish girls and how they were affiliated. You know, maybe they were just going in and out of the manhole covers and they got lost. Why were they under? And there's just ridiculous things. Because you know what? They realized that in the scramble of lies and the scramble of people trying to keep their jobs and all this other stuff, the sewage, the raw sewage going into the into the square, where nobody will trust anything. They know. So just as a point of reference, a remembrance, now this is amidst all the manhole cover events. This is mixed into them. Okay? And this MJ Truth Ultra person says, are they planting bombs? Another incident occurred in New York involving mysterious groups of people thought to be foreign and entering and exiting manholes in the dead of night. Well, it's happening in multiple places. How many of them were not caught on camera, I ask you? Want to take a guess? They even had it on Fox News. Gee, I don't know. Let's listen to this. We need a recollection. We need to remember these things, right? Oh, wait a minute. Why is there no sound? Hold on a second. No? Okay, so they showed this on Fox News. Why aren't they commenting on it? I don't know. Maybe it was a background video. But here's the thing. What we need to remember, because know this for sure. If they got two videos, if they got four videos of men going in and out of manhole covers, then you can pretty much believe with great assurance that there are probably 30 other events. Think wiring the buildings with super nano thermite. Did you know that Marvin Bush, little brother of George W. Bush, was placed in charge of Securicom with his contract ending on precisely 9/11? He was the head of security for all the buildings. And they were doing an elevator renovation, don't you know? Just amazing. So what I do is I keep this tucked away in my remembrance. Because something's coming. Something must be coming. Look at the setup. Look at how they're greasing the rails. Look at what they're doing. Look at this act. What is this, Act 29? The MOU is junk. And right now, the Synagogue of Satan is still bombing and occupying Lebanon, which is a violation. As soon as Iran gets word of that, I don't know why they're not noticing this. Surely somebody would give them the information. I don't understand some of the things that are going on right now. I do know that Draco T and company have pulled down the blockade to make this as absolutely convincing as is humanly possible. Because heaven forbid we would figure it out, right? Remember this woman? The warning from the lady in the bar? Listen to this.
I need to keep this short, sweet, to the point. You need to sit down, buckle up, and be prepared. I went out to the bar, like, a couple nights ago, and this guy sat next to me. And I'm just making small talk. I live in a tourist town. Lots of people come through, so I'm like, hey, are you from here? Where are you from? Like, what you doing here? Like, do you work? Like, you know, just random, like, random stuff. And this guy sits down next to me, and he's older. He's, like, mid-50s. And we're just in casual conversation. And the topic of what do you do for work comes up. And he says, oh, I'm military intelligence. And I'm like, oh, very cool. So you know the scary stuff. And he said, and this guy was drunk as a skunk, so take everything that he says with a grain of salt. And I do too, but I also know that people have loose lips when they're not sober. And he said, why do you think I'm here? Excuse me, what? He's looking off just like this, and he says, people are going to start killing each other soon. And he said, isn't this the place you would want to be if everything was about to go to hell? I beg your finest pardon, sir? The conversation didn't last long, and he was so sloshed. that it was hard to really comprehend anything he said. It sounded like he had a foreign accent of some sort, but at the same time, I couldn't tell. And he was just saying, things are about to get really bad, and this is the place I want to be. This is the best chance of survival. And he said, I pray nothing happens. I pray something stops it and that something happens so that what is about to happen doesn't happen. But he said, this is where you're going to want to be. I'm terrified. But why would he say that? I mean, I know that Thiel is gone. He's gone to Argentina. And I mean, that raises its own alarm bells. But what does somebody in military intelligence know? And he didn't spill any secrets or anything. He just said things are about to be really bad. Take that as you will.
All right. So, I would suggest that we anchor ourselves in what we know is going to happen. Amen? And not get confused. By the things that are happening around us, remember the end state. Remember the collusion. Remember what happened in Gaza, and it's still happening. Remember what was happening in Lebanon. It's still happening. The ceasefire has already been violated. As a matter of fact, it was stated clearly by our multiple sources in Iran, including RGC officials, and even the list is very large, that the moment that the ceasefire is violated, the moment that they hear that the SOS is still in Lebanon, it's a violation of the ceasefire. And the word is that the wrath of Iran is going to come down like no one has ever seen before. How's this going to work? What's going to happen? Do we have our hearts set on the end state? Do we know what that is? Do we really think, after all this time, after all the murders and the slaughters and the smashed bodies, after all the churches that were absolutely destroyed and obliterated, all over the Middle East. Think about it. This is just amazing. The person that they put in charge of Syria was chopping heads off of people not very long ago in front of the cameras. Oh, how short people's memories are, especially when they're struggling to survive. And you know what? If the Lord wants to take me tonight, praise his holy name. I call it being Isaiah 57:1. But you know what? I just don't see that happening. I think the Lord wants me to keep working. Keep working. Keep working. It's just like the underground walkways at the O'Hare Airport. They have this like subliminal message in the background. If you pay attention, it says, keep walking, keep walking, keep walking. But you got to listen for it. It's not obvious. It's meant to be subconscious. Keep walking. Well, we all need to keep serving, keep serving, keep serving. Go get yourself a shirt. Make sure it says, Be Barley. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Hopefully you had a smile on your face. And you're anchored. Be ready. In Jesus' name. Thank you.